Please turn to Romans chapter 15, and to introduce our lesson, we want to read verse 4. Romans chapter 15 and verse 4. The Apostle Paul was the inspired writer, and he wrote these words to the congregation that met in the city of Rome. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Here, Paul made reference to the writings found in the Old Testament, whatsoever things were written aforetime. And he mentions why those things were written. They were certainly written for our benefit. The Bible teaches in this verse that they were written for our learning. And as a result of coming in contact with the Old Testament scriptures, we're able to receive a number of very special blessings. We're able to have hope, for one thing. That's a very special blessing. It would behoove us to be good students of the Old Testament scriptures. I know that I've mentioned this before, but one of the blessings that I enjoyed when I was in school many years ago was studying in detail a number of Old Testament passages. It opened my eyes to a tremendous wealth of information found in the Old Testament scriptures. And we're blessed as a result of being careful students of the Old Testament. But after his resurrection, in Luke 24 and verse 44, Jesus mentioned the things that were written in the Old Testament about him. And as he referred to the Old Testament scriptures, he mentioned the law of Moses, the Psalms, and the prophets. That's the way that the Jewish people divided the books of the Old Testament into those three main sections. The Law of Moses, consisting of the first five books of the Old Testament. Then the Psalms, or the poetic books, or a number of books of poetry. And then the writings of the prophets. But I want you to notice that Jesus indicated that the Psalms are part of the Old Testament, because he included the Psalms with the Law of Moses and the writings of the prophets. Now that we've established the fact that the Psalms are a legitimate part of the Old Testament, for what purpose were they written? We've already read from Romans 15 and verse 4 that the things found in the Old Testament were written for our learning. As a result of studying the Psalms very carefully, we're able to learn God's will on a number of very important subjects. So as we endeavor to be good students of the Old Testament, we certainly want to include a careful study of the book of Psalms. There are actually 150 Psalms. They were written by a number of different writers over a long period of time. I learned a long time ago that when studying the Psalms, it will be very helpful to be mindful of the background in which the particular psalm that you're studying was written. I found that to be a very helpful matter. If you're able to determine the setting, what was taking place when the psalm was written, that will help you to understand it much better. Well, studying the Psalms will certainly help us to learn God's will on a wide variety of very important subjects. Now, for a little while today, we want to examine a number of verses from the Psalms which teach us that this particular part of the Old Testament, the Psalms, teach God's people to be thankful. At this time of year, we place a lot of emphasis on Thanksgiving. Last Sunday, we looked at the example of the Apostle Paul as well as his instructions. We showed from the scriptures that he was thankful himself, but we also looked at scriptures which showed that he taught God's people to be thankful. Well, he said that if we will follow his example and practice his teachings, we have the assurance that the God of peace will be with us. That's from Philippians 4 and verse 9. Well, before the Apostle Paul ever became a servant of the Lord, now, I'm talking about years before, the Psalms were written. They were written by a number of people over a long period of time under a variety of circumstances. But as you study the Psalms, you cannot help but conclude that God's people are to be thankful. Well, we want to place emphasis on that for just a little while today. Well, the first point we want to make is that the Psalms teach God's people not only to be thankful in general, but to be thankful to God. Now, we could spend a lot of time looking at all the verses in the Psalms which show this to be the case. Let's take just a moment or two and look at three verses. Let's look at Psalm 79. Psalm 79 in verse 13. This is the last verse of this particular psalm. It says, "So we, thy people, and sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations." The point that we want to make from that verse is that God's people will thank him on a continual basis. It's not something that's to be undertaken in a haphazard manner. It's not something that we're to be on again and off again concerning. Rather, God's people will thank him continually. And notice how thanksgiving to God passes from one generation to the next. Each generation has to be taught to be thankful to God. In my judgment, some of the problems that we're having today in our society are based on the fact that people have not even been taught from one generation to the next to believe in God, let alone be thankful unto him. This is a very important matter. God's people will thank him continually. Let's look at Psalm 92 and read verse 1. Psalm 92 and verse 1 says, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High." Notice that giving thanks in this verse is described. It's described as a good thing. Well, since giving thanks is a good thing, we need to be sure that we understand what is involved, and we need to do as the first verse teaches that we looked at, and that is give thanks to God on a continual basis. And let's look at Psalm 140, Psalm 140, and read verse 13. This is the last verse of this particular psalm. It says, "Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name, the upright shall dwell in thy presence." This verse teaches us exactly who will be inclined to give thanks unto God. The righteous. The righteous will surely give thanks to God. Now, these are three verses we just examined which show that from the Psalms, we learn that God's people are to be thankful to him. We'll thank him on a continual basis. That's something that needs to be taught from one generation to the next. Giving thanks to God is described as being a good thing. It deserves our careful attention. But also, the righteous will surely give thanks unto God. You know, having said that, what does that teach us about the spiritual condition of someone who doesn't give thanks? Well, if the righteous will surely give thanks unto God, those who refuse to do so cannot be described as being righteous. Well, these are three verses which teach us very clearly from the Psalms that God's people are to be thankful to him. Now, I'm very much aware of the fact that we already know this. We know this from our own study, and we know this from other lessons that have been presented. We know from the Bible that God's people are to be thankful to him. You know, giving thanks or being thankful is something that we do. It's an action. You don't go about it by accident. It requires conscious effort to give thanks. But not only does being thankful involve action, expressing gratitude is really a reaction. Now think about that for just a moment. If someone gives you something, what do? You want to express your appreciation for that. If someone does something for you, you want to express your appreciation for that. So notice that being thankful is actually a reaction to something that has either been given to us or something that has been done for us. Quite often when I'm able to do a repair job, my customers will let me know how much they appreciate what I've done for them. And I always try to let them know that I appreciate their business. And I remember one time, a lady I had worked for was talking to me and she said, "You know, your wife sure is fortunate to have you." I said, "Yeah, I tell her that all the time." Well, it got a laugh, but being thankful is a reaction. I worked in the retail business for a long time, 15 years to be exact, and it bothers me when I go to a place of business and spend money, and the person who takes the money won't even say thank you. Now think about that for just a moment. That person is not reacting to something that's just been done. Well, we have to be mindful when something is given to us or when something is done for us that we're to react in the way by giving thanks. Well, having said that, we need to be mindful of what God gives us and what God does for us. In my judgment, if we're mindful of those things, we will react in the way by being thankful to Him. So, you know, we can talk about being thankful, and that's a good thing, but we need to understand why God deserves our appreciation. And from the Psalms, we're able to learn about many things that God does for us and His great ways for which we are to be grateful. Let's look at Psalm 18 for a moment. Psalm 18. Let's read a few verses beginning at verse 47. Psalm 18, verse 47. "It is God that avengeth me and subdueth the people under me. He delivereth me from mine enemies, yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore." I want you to notice that the word deliverance is mentioned, I believe, about three times in this short reading of Scripture, either the word deliverance or some form of that word, deliver. We need to be mindful of God's deliverance. And when we're mindful of His deliverance, I believe that will cause us to react by being grateful. David mentioned several occasions when God delivered him. And David's life is very interesting. There were a lot of people who wanted to take his life, even some of his own family members. Saul tried on several occasions to kill him. He had a number of enemies. But David was delivered. and he knew that it was God who delivered him. Well, God's deliverance is a good reason for being grateful to him. Psalm 97 and verse 12. Psalm 97 and verse 12 says, "Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness." This verse reveals a good reason to be thankful unto God. We need to be thankful to him because of his holiness. I thought very carefully about leading the song, "Holy, Holy, Holy." That's one of my favorite songs. It's a beautiful song. And whenever it's sung, I can't help but think of the word majestic. That's just a majestic song. It's very powerful. But it's based on God's holiness. And God even says in his word to his children, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Being mindful of God's holiness is important for us to understand how we're to behave, but being mindful of God's holiness will also lead us to be grateful. You can't go to any other source for pure holiness. Well, not only do we need to be grateful to God because of his deliverance, but also because of his holiness. Psalm 107. Psalm 107, verses 21 and 22. "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing." God's people are to be thankful to him for his works. I believe it's a very helpful exercise to study carefully the great things that God has done for his people in the Bible. I enjoy studying the travels of the children of Israel when they left Egypt and they were on their way to the Promised Land. I must admit that I become a little bit concerned when I read about the many occasions when the children of Israel murmured against God. Well, rather than emphasize that, we need to learn from those mistakes that were made. Wouldn't it be much more beneficial to concentrate on God's works and how he blessed his people over and over again? Perhaps if the children of Israel had reflected upon God's works, they would not have murmured. How many times when they needed water did they murmur against Moses, against Aaron, and against God? God took that very seriously and it grieved him deeply. Well, we need to concentrate on God's works. If we think about God's works from the past, it will help us to appreciate the fact that he delivers his people, as we've already talked about, and about how he is all holy. Psalm 119. Psalm 119, let's read verse 62. This is a very long psalm, 176 verses long. It's divided into 22 sections. Each section consists of 8 verses. There are a number of subjects dealt with in this very beautiful psalm, but one thing that's mentioned over and over again is God's word. Let's notice what this verse says. Psalm 119 and verse 62. "At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments." Well, we need to be grateful that God has given us his righteous judgments. We need to be mindful of them, be grateful for them, and let God know that we appreciate them. You know, God's judgments are given to us for our benefit. We might have to undergo repentance in order to keep them, but God still gives us his judgments for our benefit. You know, parents have to give rules to their children. If children aren't taught the value of keeping rules at a young age, when they get older, they won't want to keep any. Then all of a sudden, when rules are placed on them, they don't know how to react. Well, God gives us His judgments. He gives them to us for our benefit. His judgments are referred to as righteous. Let's look at Psalm 136 and consider another reason why we should express our gratitude unto God. We want to read several verses that talk about God's mercy. Psalm 136, beginning at verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever. And then verse 26. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for His mercy endureth forever. This is a very beautiful psalm. It talks about God's works and about how He had blessed His people over and over again. But each verse concludes with that statement, for His mercy endureth forever. I understand that it's quite possible that when this psalm was read in worship, perhaps in the synagogue, that the minister would read the first part of the verse and the congregation would respond by saying, for His mercy endureth forever. That's a powerful lesson, and we need to be thankful for God's mercy. He demonstrated His mercy over and over again toward the children of Israel. Did they deserve it? No. That's one thing about mercy. It's a blessing that God gives even though we don't deserve it. Well, there are many reasons why God's people are to react by expressing gratitude to God at all times. There are many other reasons given in the book of Psalms, but these are five very important reasons for being grateful to God: for His deliverance, for His holiness, for His works, for His righteous judgments, and for His mercy. Let's turn our attention now to the fact that the Psalms teach God's people to be thankful to Him in worship. We've shown that in a general way, the Psalms teach God's people to be thankful to Him. We've just pointed out a number of reasons why God's people are to be thankful to Him. But let's look now at the fact that thanksgiving is a very important part of worship. Let's notice several places where the Psalms mention that gratitude is to be expressed to God. Let's go to Psalm 26. Psalm 26 and read verses 6 and 7. David wrote this particular psalm, and in these verses, he said, I will wash my hands in innocency. So will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. This verse mentions thanks being given to God at His altar. That was the place of worship. And notice how David mentions being grateful when he was at God's altar. He also mentioned God's great works. These two verses sum up some of the things that we've already been talking about. But suffice it to say, when the Bible mentions thanks being given to God at the altar, that means that, in a practical way, gratitude is to be expressed to God in worship. Look at Psalm 35 and let's read verse 18. This one was also written by David. He wrote about half of the Psalms, but in Psalm 35 and verse 18, David said, I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. This verse mentions the fact that David was grateful to God where? In the congregation. That's the setting for worship. Other people would be present. Not only would David be expressing his gratitude unto God, but he would be exhorting others to follow his example. Psalm 100 and verse 4. Psalm 100 and verse 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. This verse mentions giving thanks to God where? In his gates and in his courts. Once again, that has reference to the setting for worship. Thanksgiving is to be a very important part of our worship to God. And then Psalm 122. Now let's start at verse 1. Psalm 122, beginning at verse 1. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. These verses mention giving thanks to God where? In the house of the Lord. Once again, that has reference to the worship setting. So over and over again, the Psalms indicate to us that giving thanks is a very important part of our worship. Now, we know the various acts of worship, but as we participate in those acts of worship, we're to have gratitude in our hearts. What about the Lord's Supper? We express our gratitude unto the Lord for what he did on our behalf. What about giving? We express our gratitude unto God for the many things he's blessed us with. We return a gift to him. All the other acts of worship. What about prayer? Thanksgiving is a very important part of prayer. And we need to be grateful as we study from God's holy word. Let's turn our attention for a few moments to singing. Thanksgiving, many times in the Psalms, is associated with singing. Let's look at Psalm 30 and read verse 4. Psalm 30 and verse 4. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Psalm 69 and verse 30. Psalm 69 and verse 30 says, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Psalm 95, beginning at verse 1. Psalm 95, beginning at verse 1. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. And then Psalm 105. Psalm 105, verses 1 and 2. O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Did you notice from these few verses in the Psalms that thanksgiving is closely associated with singing? As we sing, we teach and admonish one another, but we're also offering praise unto God. That's something that's rather unique about singing. It's directed to God, but it's also directed toward other people who are present. And, of course, as we praise God, we teach and admonish one another. Well, many of the songs that we sing talk about God's great works. They talk about his mercy and many other wonderful subjects are mentioned in connection with God. Well, we think about those blessings. It ought to prompt us to react by being grateful. Well, as you know, last Thursday we observed Thanksgiving as a national holiday, one of my favorite holidays that we celebrate throughout the year. But today we pointed out from the book of Psalms that Thanksgiving is to be an important, ongoing activity for God's people. And you know, whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. I think we've learned from the book of Psalms that God's people are to be thankful to him. But why is it that we express our gratitude unto God today? Well, today we're under the authority of the New Testament. And let's notice how the same point is made in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20. Ephesians 5 and verse 20 says, by the way, verse 19 mentions singing, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Now verse 20 says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice that verse 20 teaches us to express our gratitude unto God. And it says always for all things. We've pointed out some of those things from the book of Psalms today. So as we're expressing our gratitude unto God, we can mention some of the things that we've studied. We can mention God's deliverance. We can mention God's holiness. We can mention God's works. We can mention his righteous judgments. And we can mention his mercy. And if we take the time to study these 150 Psalms very carefully, we could come up with a much longer list. So the next time you study from the book of Psalms, pay careful attention to the emphasis placed on being grateful unto God and the reasons why God's people are to express gratitude unto him. The time that we spend giving thanks will be time well spent. I've mentioned this before, I'll mention it again. When I was growing up, I don't believe I was grateful to my parents as I should have been. But that's part of being an immature little kid. We have to learn. Looking back, I wish I would have spent more time being grateful to my parents. But I am glad that I did take advantage of the opportunity presented to me to let them know that I appreciated what they'd done for me. God is our Father in heaven. He deserves our gratitude. And I know that we have to be careful when we use man to help us understand the attributes of God. Now, the Bible does that in some cases, but we have to be careful. I remember hearing a man one time say that, I know that we're to forget things. And he said, I just don't believe God forgets our sins because I can't forget. Well, that's using a comparison in the wrong way. The Bible teaches us very clearly that when God forgives, he forgets. So that settles it once and for all. And let's not come up with a deluded idea about God based on man's inability to forget. But sometimes the Bible does speak about God in terms of a man to help us understand some of his attributes. Think about this for just a moment. If you do something for a person, and that person is not grateful, are you going to be inclined to be so generous the next time? On the other hand, if you do something for someone and that person lets you know that he or she really appreciates it, won't you be more inclined to do something in the future? Do you think that might be one of the keys to receiving blessings from God? Letting him know how much we appreciate what he does for us. Do you suppose he might be just more inclined to bestow his blessings upon us in the future? Something to think about. Well, the Psalms are beautiful scriptures. Some powerful lessons are taught. We've emphasized the fact, though, today that the Psalms teach God's people to be thankful. Let's think about that as we go through this week and as we look forward to beginning a new year. We have many problems today in our society. We hear about things that are negative all the time. We have to remember that God's people are to be thankful to him. That's one lesson is taught in the book of Psalms.